At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Good morning! It should almost sound like it's underwater in a pothole on the drive. I'm not the guy that's complaining about the driving to work, but it was not a great drive-in to work. Gen 2, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. It was not a great drive-in for me either. I saw two cars hydroplaned, like, off to the side of the road. Yes, and there was a truck that literally had happened, like, just in front of me. It was blocking lanes. Thank God everybody slowed down, but it was bad. I mean, there were, I've never seen so many accidents on the way in like that.
So if you're waking up, you're driving around, EMCs, good morning to you. Just be careful out there. Obviously, a lot of rain, a lot of standing water, that type of thing, so you want to be careful with that. But welcome to summer. Highs in the 60s and rain. So there's that.
It's been interesting. Jamaica's
back.
That's wonderful news. Wonderful news.
80s in Jamaica. Slight breeze. Across the island. Beautiful water. White sandy beaches.
Gentle lapping waves up on the beach.
All-inclusive resort of your choice on the island, which means you do nothing. Just eat and smile. Drink and smile if that's your thing.
Who doesn't love to eat and smile?
Well, eat and smile. Let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You know, we went on that trip. How many was it? April?
April.
My wife's still listening to Bob Marley and still wearing her Jamaica themed. It's not a purse. It's like a bag. Still
That cute like crossbody she got. Yeah, that's really cute.
I should probably move on from that at some point in time. But I said, no, I mean, that's like she wants. I'm just reiterating the point that you really want to listen for those boarding passes at 9:22, 12:22, and 3:22. Don't bring sunscreen and also don't try to smuggle rum.
Well, you can just put it in your checked luggage.
That's true.
Not your carry-on.
I didn't have the option, so nobody asked me about it. I'm kidding.
You were only asked like 73 times, including when we arrived at the airport. You have anything you want to put in our checked luggage? Nope.
Yeah, what would I want to put in your checked luggage? What a dumb question.
I don't know. Rum and sunscreen, maybe.
A little R&S.
Yeah.
So we do need a guest to kick off the week for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Yeah, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. You just have to figure out who he is.
Been going on for a couple months. Couple months of guesses, narrowing down the field on who it could be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a repeat guest, we'll take another one. 216-343-1021. Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I'm glad. We're excited for you. Jamaica's back. Your first boarding pass at 9:22. We would love your guests for Dead Guy in the Envelope as we move on to kick off the show. As you know, he's dead. He's a guy. His name is the envelope. We take one guest a day. What would be your guess?
River Phoenix. This is Kim from Seven Hills.
Oh, my
Wait,
gosh.
What do you mean it's your third time? Like, getting
I
it right?
I guessed Len Goodman, I guessed Prince, and now I've guessed River Phoenix.
Oh, my goodness. You've been sneaking around our studio, haven't you?
That is unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, the last time when I guessed Prince, Kim wasn't there.
That's
oh, yeah,
right.
That's right. That's right. And he thought we cheated, but we didn't.
I thought it was rigged.
Yeah. And this definitely wasn't right. Let's open this envelope. Let's make sure. What if we remembered incorrectly?
No.
It's River Phoenix.
I cannot believe it.
Wow.
Oh, it's one of those. I've been trying to call in. I don't know that this was like on my mind for the past couple of weeks, so we haven't been able to call in.
You must be like radio psychic or something. That's amazing.
Well, I love when you have the guess. It's like a nice gentle 3-second pause by Jen and I. I cannot believe that somebody got it correct.
Right.
But you did it 3 for 4. Well, we have 4 names. Gina of Menor was the first one, which was Meatloaf. And then I think she's probably at the other 3 or 3 of the 4.
Well, you know, there was Steve Irwin in between.
Oh, yeah. We don't talk about that.
Right.
That was a non-game.
That was a non-game. It was not. It was a game.
Oh, congratulations from literally all of Cleveland and Northeast Ohio and everybody listening on the Odyssey app. You got it. Dead Guy in the Envelope was River Phoenix.
Excellent. Hey, this is Kim from Seven Hills, and I figured out the dead guy in the envelope. It was River Phoenix. This is the best game ever. Thanks, Star 102.
I got a text from my friend Debbie. I was like, I cannot believe somebody just won Dead Guy in the Envelope. I said, yeah, I can't believe it's not sponsored, is what I can't believe.
Agree.
I mean, I don't know who knows what games we even play on the show.
Fair.
I can do an entire rundown. But I mean, we play. How many mentions you would get one time in the morning? First thing, EMC. Is there a more powerful unit in Cleveland, Ohio than EMCs? No, there isn't. How is this not a sponsored game that if she wins that, she would get some sort of prize? That is a big accomplishment.
That would be awesome. We actually just got a message too suggesting, Terry says, please let the lady who guessed River Phoenix be the one to pick next dead guy.
That's a great call. We were doing that before. I think that's a little minor award that then you would be able to pick that one. And I kind of like that. So we'll, if she's still listening, 216-343-1021. We can't air it or DM us so we can have a conversation that way.
Yeah, call us back.
So. We'll have to move on. But yeah, it was yesterday.
How do you feel? We're going to have somebody pick a new one.
I jumped higher than I have jumped in years. I ran in. I hugged Stevie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just,
you did.
I started to, and I said,
I didn't
wait a minute.
You hugged her.
It was like a shoulder bump to the side.
Okay.
And I thought, this
you
is a
weird.
Great day.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
You
it's
did
like if
run
you're
around.
Asking somebody out for the very first time, and he or she says yes, and you start, your heart starts palpitating, I'm getting sweaty palms. Oh, this is the best.
It's a very exciting day.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows in Northeast Ohio, you 0% care.
Well.
But I am very excited about the game and a winner.
Well, here's
every
the thing.
Every day you hate the game.
I don't hate it. It just takes
so long. How
do you
feel
so
today? Isn't it great?
It's great to have a winner. And then I'm thinking like, oh, cool. It's over. Maybe now we can again reassess and do something different. But at the same time, I thought Terry had a great suggestion to let today's winner pick the next dead guy. So
yeah.
I like that, too.
It's I don't know.
But I still don't like the game. Just in general, I want to make that as a blanket statement.
Oh, we know.
Okay.
Yeah, we know.
But it would be fun if she called back and picked the next person.
We'll make that happen. We'll be in touch. She clearly listens and is a devoted EMC. So that's a great suggestion. We appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So the entire country of Argentina is going viral for a unique rule they have for the World Cup.
By the way, is there anything better than the World Cup trending on TikTok in a variety of roles, even like the 3 things you need to know? It is the best search.
I'm
or
obsessed.
For you. It's
I'm
the
obsessed
best.
With
so much.
All
There's
of
so
these
much.
People visiting us and seeing things that they never thought they would see in America. Like one guy's walking down the street and he's like, why do people have basketball hoops? I thought this was only in the movies. People have basketball hoops in their driveways. Why do people have chairs in front of their houses? They just sit in chairs. Why? We sit in our garden. Like it's
like we need
stunned.
To answer their questions.
I know,
right?
It's
is
so great.
It's just very, very eye opening. All right. Stevie on the socials next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There are so many things about the World Cup that are going viral. There's so many things I could talk about, but this one I thought was very interesting. I thought it was unique. And so basically the video has over 2 million views. And the girl, her name is Alex, she posted a video saying that the Argentinian government gave the United States a list of 13,000 dads that haven't paid child support and said they're not allowed to enter the World Cup. They cannot attend the games. But what's unique is a lot of countries, basically, they put it like a travel ban. So if you owe money for whatever reason, child support or whatever, you can't use your passport and enter another country. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. So they can travel here, they can pay for the flight, they can get a hotel, and then they show up to the game and they're denied entry because they owe child support.
I kind of like that because the flight and everything, the money they spent on that should be going to child support anyway.
Right.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Do we have any reactions of people getting rejected at the gate?
I haven't seen that, but now I'm going to deep dive because I want to see that.
Because wonder what happens at that point. Are they angry? Are they like, wow, I'm a jerk. I really should be paying.
I was looking in the comments for more info, and basically every single comment was, do this to the NFL. So...
Oh, there you
NFL, NBA, it's funny.
Yeah.
Just like all sporting events.
I mean, it was kind of, and not to rewind a little bit, but I think that we should for Stevie on the socials. I mean, it was more of kind of a bullying technique by you, but it worked. You helped me get over my menu anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, you went too.
We both did the same.
I legit had menu anxiety over, and I had not gone to this place for whatever it's been, a year or something, because... I just, the one time that I went, I didn't look ahead. I didn't think to go online. I just went there. I was like, I'm going to order off the menu. And I just didn't see anything there. So I left, which is kind of un-Tim-esque, but then I never went back.
It is odd for you because I do understand the menu anxiety, but you're not like a shy guy. So I feel like you'd be the one to just ask.
Sometimes
like, hey,
I'm
what
shy.
What should I get?
When?
Okay, I just want to hear what that sounds
when
like.
When are those times?
Just in the drive-thru.
But I want to, in all seriousness, I want to thank you. And it's because of Stevie on his socials getting over the menu anxiety. Turns out 7 Brews pretty good. It's Star 102 Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you, Stevie.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you laid it down. This is not a tough thing to do. As I mentioned, just when I had gone there, there's one in Willoughby. It's been there, I don't know if it's a year or something. I've always wanted to go. I always grab coffee in the morning, usually like an iced something in the afternoon. Not all the time, but if I do, it's iced in the afternoon. And I think, man, 7 Brews right there. I'm over in that area a lot. Let me just grab this thing. And I just, like I said, I didn't know what to get. I didn't look ahead. I knew you couldn't order online, which is a lot of times the place. So I've just kind of not gone there because I didn't look ahead the first time that I went there. This time, looked ahead online. I went with the brunette, which was a good time.
What's in that?
It was like, I don't know if it was like hazelnut and chocolate or hazelnut. It was a coffee and hazelnut. It was really good.
Well, you went a coffee beverage.
Yeah, I did. Next time I'm going to go with Brew Lagoon. Is that what you said?
Yeah, the energy drink.
I want to go with that next time because everybody talks about that. And you told me about that first. But
well, 7 Brew is very different than most other coffee shops. Like, there's a lot of things that are different about it. So I can see how it would be difficult, but I'm glad you went.
And yeah,
you expressed anxiety.
Oh,
and then there was that video on TikTok of a woman basically saying what you felt. And it wasn't so bad when you... prepared, right?
They couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, they were
could
so
not
nice.
Be, even if you pulled up there, if you have, and I understand this is a Tim thing and it was weird, and this is something that I don't, you know, normally face. Like you said, I'm an outgoing guy. I would get it done. But I thought to myself, I don't know about this. But even as soon as you pull up there, I mean, you could say, I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I like the color green and energy. And they would put this concoction together.
Well,
that's great.
They are used to like these weird combos.
Yeah.
Like, they'll see like, people will order something that's a secret menu and they're like, oh, I'm not sure what that is. Just tell me the ingredients and I'll make it. Like, they're very friendly because they know they have a million options.
And they're very casual. Like, because I went I went on Friday because Stevie, Thursday maybe, Stevie was telling us that it's not so bad. And I pulled up. I knew what I wanted to order. And then I did have a couple questions about like adding the splash of cream because I did a fizz. I did the Pink Mermaid, I think it was called. And
the what?
Wasn't it called that? Was that what it was?
Know.
It was some type of mermaid of some sort.
I feel like
sort.
Pink Mermaid is definitely one of them.
I texted
you.
You
ordered a pink mermaid?
I did.
Was it pink lemonade-y or what is it in a pink mermaid?
No, I think it's like...
Love that you're asking and I don't remember.
Well, I figured you had a top
so
of mind.
So it has watermelon. And for me, the watermelon made it like a little sour, which makes me think you would like it.
Yeah.
Now, you ordered one I think I would like, the Ocean Breeze.
I ordered the Ocean Breeze.
Now, see, that's what I mean. That?
Blue raspberry, coconut, and pineapple.
How do you go wrong with that? How do you go wrong with that?
That sounds delicious. I want that one next time. And then I did add a splash of cream.
In Jamaica, and I wasn't.
No. Oh. And you add a splash of cream to it?
Yes.
Yeah. And the girl was helpful about that, too. I loved that.
I'm going to have to one-up my order.
I think you need to try a fizzy one.
Like, yeah, the watermelon I don't love.
You got to go all in. Yeah. Get the caffeine.
Okay. So Brew Lagoon's the next one, or should I do something else?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm going to go with that.
What's good? The good news is now you know you can handle it.
What?
Good job.
You can go every day now, Tim.
I know. And trust me, now that once you crack the barrier, I will 100% be going all the time.
You got to get the banana bread latte next.
See, I need to write all this down.
Oh, yeah, you brought that one up.
You said that was good.
Yeah. That's my favorite coffee.
You say you've had one for a year. They just opened the one in Westlake. So now I feel like it's going to be my daily afternoon. Like, it's an afternoon stop, right?
I'm just glad I pushed through as opposed to just driving and wondering.
Good job.
And wondering.
You're so mature.
And wanting. No, it's all because of Stevie on the social. So thank you, Stevie. I do appreciate it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good Monday morning to you. Drying after this soggy start to the day. That's how we're starting off our work week. Cloudy temperature struggling. We're only going to see a high of 67 degrees. Looks like 70s the rest of the week. And then maybe an 80 next week. Finally. Summer's here, though. Summer's here.
It just doesn't feel like it.
Hope we had a great weekend. It was Father's Day weekend. It was my wife's birthday yesterday. Like, it was a lot of things going on.
Were you able to celebrate both, or did you just celebrate one?
Father's Day did not exist.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was.
That's fair.
All birthday. It should be all birthday. I was fine with that. I mean, we did a couple of things, obviously. And we were, we had a good day. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. Until, of course, this. Hold on, let me play.
Oh, my God.
Have any idea what that might be?
No, I saw in your notes that you had a sound to play. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Anybody have an idea? Well,
play that again.
Guess the sound.
So you know what it sounds like?
What? Anybody have a guess? You can DM us on what that is, and I'll tell you what it is next. That is my weekend.
That sounds like a dot matrix printer. Like a little robot,
I wish it was.
And like a dot matrix, like you're printing something.
Yeah, I will play it one more time, as annoying as it is. That's the entire weekend.
Did you loop that, or is that
like a 12-second video? And then I did. Well, eventually, I suppose loop it, but yeah,
that is something. I'm curious.
It's an entire thing. 216-343. 1021. Oh, it lingers on. DMs, Jen and Tim Show, also Star 102 on the social. I'll tell you, if you have a guess, I'll tell you if you're right. And if you are incorrect, I'll tell you what it is. That's next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Name that sound. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Hold on. Sounds like a robot chicken.
To me, I just hear a printer, a dot matrix printer that is printing some type of, you know, with the side, the perforated side paper that you can rip off.
And when something like this happens, because it is a machine that should not be making that noise, I instantly become the go-to guy. And
well,
I'm not the go-to guy.
You are,
it's like,
though.
It's like, yeah, this is making a noise. Oh, come on over. I have proven through life that fixing things for me is basically luck of the draw. I will YouTube several things. I have been able to fix some things via YouTube, which we all like. YouTube is very, very helpful in that
very
arena.
Helpful.
If you think, okay, I can do this. That is our washing machine. No clue how to fix it. I have no clue. I don't know.
That's your washing machine.
That's the washing machine.
You got to play it one more time now that we know it's the washing machine. And then I have a follow-up question to that. Is it?
I'm fine with just wearing clothes again.
So is it?
After this.
Is it? What part of the cycle is that happening?
Well, Jen, it is part of the agitation cycle.
Oh.
And when it really goes into a full spin, which you think that would be the part where it would make a unbelievable noise, it's as quiet as it should ever be.
Oh, so there's like, it's functioning
the entire time.
Like the beginning and the end, but
yeah.
The middle is the problem.
Middle's the problem. It's the agitation. I have no idea. I don't know. Anybody else's equipment making noise? Do we have a washing machine? And that's the thing. You have somebody out to look at the washing machine. Well,
do you, is there clothing still in there? Like, does it complete the cycle?
I am using it.
Oh, you're using it.
Oh, it is a fully functioning. That's why I took the video. So if I have somebody check it out, I mean.
Why are you using it?
Because it needs to fully break. It needs to fully break. Something needs to happen. I can't see what's, I had the back off. By the way, getting in there is a total pain. To having the back off, the top hops off, it's an entire thing, and I put it back together. I don't physically see anything wrong. And that was the weekend.
So
working on this machine
that
I don't have any idea. Like, all of a sudden I'm washing machine certified that I can work on this.
What? So why wouldn't you just let it finish that cycle and then have a plan to move on, like get a new one or call out a repair person?
Because I was asked to repair it, to take a look at it. You should take a look at this thing.
But didn't you say you couldn't repair it and
Correct.
Now you're still using it?
Still using it.
I feel like that's probably...
Everything, it drains, everything works, it just makes that noise. So I was actually able to find a temporary fix.
So you're waiting for it to break now, and you'll just live through the noise.
I don't know what the plan is. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what the exact plan is. I just started looking at this thing. But I did have a temporary fix. So if anybody needs a temporary fix for that particular noise, I have it. It's not a foolproof fix, but it'll work for now.
Okay.
So we'll get to that.
Tim's handy tips.
It is the worst. It is next. By the way, and this is an entire other thing, our dryer is probably 20 plus years old. Keeps on ticking. This would be my fourth washing machine in 12 years in Mentor.
Wow. But you said you have a fix for it, which is great.
It's making that noise.
That's so horrible.
So the laundry room is in its separate room. It's all kind of off of the garage, whatever it is, the washer and the dryer, and there's a sink there and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just shut the door.
That is
that
not a fix.
It, and I think that's a fix for now.
That is.
So my wife was like, did you figure it out? And it's always.
You're like, for now.
It's always like five seconds into the process, too, where walked into the washing machine area. And my wife will come in. She means it. She says, so is it fixed yet? I've just tilted it. Like, I've not.
Did you like take it apart and everything?
Yeah.
And then
Which
you
is
decided
worst.
The best
it's
solution.
It's just a snug fit. How people do that, I don't know. It is snug.
And
without
having
to like unplug everything. And I mean,
the best solution was shutting the door. You were like, you know what? I looked at this. I can't repair it this way. I'm going to just shut the door. You didn't think maybe call somebody to help? Would you call somebody to help for that or no?
What is the call? What is the cost of a service call as opposed to getting a new washing machine?
You're going to get a new washing machine.
I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Case.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. Don't you have handy neighbors though?
I do.
Doesn't Snowblow and Owen like know stuff?
No.
Oh.
He admits.
Who's the one that does? I can't remember.
Bill McCall is the one that can. My buddy Bill can just build a home from a.
That's so mean.
Owen tells me all the time. It's Snowblow and Owen. He snowblows. He mows. Well, he's the man. I love Snowblow and Owen, but no, he's not. He's not handy.
He's not the guy.
I said apologize. There's an error code on the heater for his pool or something. I said, you look at that. Called somebody. You're a good man. That's fine.
That is exactly what I would do, Owen.
So I don't know.
Call somebody.
What else did your husband fix or not fix? Is there a squeak?
I have a lot of not fixes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I didn't fix this thing. What else did they not fix? But it's fine for now, because this is fine for now. Unless it explodes today.
I think it is.
216-343-1021. Star 102, good morning.
I think I know the problem to your washer.
Are you serious? I would love to hear this.
I think it's the drum, the wheels inside your washer, and if it's a Samsung, you're probably better off just getting a new one, because we had a Samsung, we had to get a new one.
I had a Samsung before, and I had to get rid of this, so I did not get a Samsung again, but I will definitely look for the wheels around the drum making noise. Yes. See, Jen? We're official. Yes. We are a tech show!
That is amazing. Do you know how to find the wheels?
You're going to have to, like, pull that thing apart.
Pull it apart! I've done before. I have YouTube knowledge of that, just not the fix.
All right.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. We are just over an hour away from your first boarding pass. Your chance to get out of here. Head to Jamaica. Are you going to a Sandals resort? Are you going? Where are you going? It's going to be unbelievable. So that's coming up at 9:22. Need that to board flight 102. So we talked about this. I feel like we haven't hit on this. I'm looking through our socials probably since May 18th. We had some great suggestions, hundreds and hundreds of suggestions, but it needs to kick off tomorrow. Scoop is. We still going with Scoop Squad? Are we?
Yeah, I think that's pretty solid.
All right, so we're going with that.
The other one was not as good. Scoop Squad's it. And I mean, what a great song to go along with it.
So,
and it's summer now, so we have to scoop.
It is. It's officially summer, even though it's highs in the 60s today and 70s all week. It doesn't matter. The Scoop Squad, we need to know where to go in Northeast Ohio. It doesn't matter where, east side, west side, south side, whatever it might be. Locally owned would be great. A locally owned ice cream shop. And we need the thing is that I've been thinking about this when we're asking you, because the show's all about you. We appreciate you and listening to the show and letting us know where to go. We only have 6 openings because we're doing this through July. So to narrow it down from 359 comments to 6, I don't know how Stevie's going to do it.
You're putting that on Stevie?
No, we'll have to figure it out together. But it's just kind of a last call for some suggestions that haven't been on there. We'll get to some suggestions next. But if you have a go-to frozen yogurt place, ice cream place, they're known for, you know, whatever it might be, we certainly need some help as the Scoop Squad.
And I feel like between the three of us, we can cover, you know, east side, west side, closer to downtown. So we can get some good scoop coverage through the Scoop Squad this year.
We will kick this off tomorrow. We'll do it every Tasty Tuesday through June, through July. If you have a place right now that you'd like to mention, like I said, we will get to these comments, but 216-343-1021. You can always DM us, Jen and Tim Show, and Star 102 on the socials. Where should we go as a Scoop Squad? Scoop Squad. We're going with that, right?
We're going with Scoop Squad.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It kicks off tomorrow.
You know what I love about this? Meredith sent us a DM, Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. The very first line, Scoop Squad! Like she's addressing us as the Scoop Squad.
I love that. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Meredith. It makes it feel very official. She says, come to Amherst for ice cream at Hasty Tasty.
It is not called Hasty Tasty.
Hasty Tasty across from Hot Dog Heaven.
Why do ice cream places have the best name?
The best.
Like, who decided to roll with that? That got approved, and it's Hasty Tasty.
I'm in for Hasty.
Where?
In Amherst, she says, right
Amherst.
Across from Hot Dog Heaven. So maybe you go for a nice hot dog.
Oh, that would not hate that.
And then some ice cream.
That is right up my alley.
Justine says Scoops. Now, this is Scoops spelled with an S-K-O-O-P-S in Barberton. I know it's a bit of a drive, but it's so worth it.
I don't know. My parents live down there. I'll be down there relatively soon.
Maybe you need to make a stop
Scoops
there.
Scoops in Barberton. There you can go for some chicken and ice cream. Would you rather Wednesday? Would you rather have ice cream followed or hot dog followed by ice cream? Or some Barberton chicken.
I've heard about that chicken for years. I feel like I need to try it. We're just going to have to do both.
Go down there.
For the chicken?
A couple of different places. We're not talking about chicken.
Wait, I thought there was just one chicken
place. Kind of known as that. There's White House Chicken down there and Belgrade's that. If you know, you know that place.
Well, we need a chicken squad now, too.
Could you imagine that?
Yes.
You would say chicken squad. I would call us like the cluckers. Yeah, that would get denied.
That would definitely get.
So we have. What? That's fun. It's relevant.
It is fun.
I would go. You imagine any food tours we could do?
Oh my gosh.
Chicken tour,
pizza tour would be.
Ice cream tour. I mean, everything. Could you imagine that?
I feel like there's a new chicken restaurant every day opening. I'm surprised there's not a moratorium on them like the car washes. Like, there's so much chicken. We could definitely do it.
King Cone and Chardon. There's a couple of East Side ones that Kaylee said. King Cone and Chardon. JoJo's Creamery. They're just great people in general. And Willoughby right next to their restaurant as well. Like, the list goes on and on. How are we going to know this now? We have 400 comments. To six comments, six places to go.
And I got to tell you, I went to Brewster's in North Olmsted just a few weeks ago. I wish I would have taken video there.
No, you were keeping to yourself.
I was.
I get it.
They have gooey butter cake ice cream. I don't even know how to explain this to you. It was so heavenly.
But the ice cream is butter cake?
It's called gooey butter cake.
Oh, that's what it's called.
I've never heard of it. It was so good. Like, I feel like I need to go back, and that's not a bad thing.
Is it better than the banana?
You can't ask me that.
Was it better than the banana?
No. Nothing is. Nothing is better than the banana cream pie. Nothing.
We have another call that we need to get to about a suggestion. Once again, Scoop Squad, we're going all over Northeast Ohio as far as we can, as much as we can. In the next 6 weeks, we need to know where we go to eat that ice cream. 216-343-1021, or of course, Jen and Tim Show and Star 102 on all the socials. Is ice cream your favorite dessert?
Yes.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I always say that cheesecake is, but like every time there's a chance to go get ice cream, I am in.
I will choose it every time. And my mom doesn't even like it that much. Like, there will be times I'm like, hey, I'm stopping at Dairy Queen. Do you want something? Nah. But who? I'm sorry, what? Who says no to ice cream ever?
And there's just a wide variety, whether you wanted to go frozen yogurt, ice cream, soft ice cream, hard ice cream, chocolate. Like, there's just 8 million other ones. So we're trying. Scoop Squad kicking off tomorrow. We're excited about this. You had a suggestion? Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Biggie's ice cream stand at the corner of Andrews Road and Linden Street in Menor on the Lake. Locally owned, fantastic. Yeah. Been there since the 50s.
True. I know right where that's at. We're going to have a tough time narrowing this down to six.
There's so many.
Out of 400 comments. But keep them coming. We love the suggestions wherever it's at. 216-343-1021. We'll kick this off tomorrow on A Tasty Tuesday. Scoop Squad kicking off tomorrow at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We go around Northeast Ohio, the various ice cream places, but we need your suggestions.
My husband just texted me. He cannot believe I didn't mention this place yet. And I'm curious if you'll know it, because it's in Portage Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Biggin's Big Dip. Have you been to Biggin's Big Dip?
I know where it's at, and if I have it, it's been a minute. Does it have his rum raisin or no?
I can't remember. Okay. His mom used to live there. We used to go all the time. And all I remember out, and I, first of all, I love to say Biggin's Big Dip because I feel like it just feels good to say it like that.
Okay.
They have the ice cream cones that when they fill the cone, it's like the ice cream portion is taller than the side of the cone.
I know where that's at. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Uh-huh.
I've definitely been there.
Right there on the corner, right when you're coming into Portage Lakes. And he was mad I hadn't mentioned it. So I'm sorry, Nate.
It has that look. You know, some of those ice cream places, they just have that look that you know it's going to be good.
You know it's good.
It's like they specialize in that. That is...
Gigantic cones.
Oh, they do. Oh, there they are. Yeah. That is a good call.
Yeah, that's
It has been years since I've been there. Oh, that's a great call.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.